The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel reading really does give us an insight into Jesus's way, specific way, of performing miracles. It's very different from anything that really takes place both in Judaism and in the pagan world. And what Jesus always does to begin with is he awaits a request. He, in a sense, wants to be asked. Yes, sometimes he just will go through a marketplace and people can touch him and receive healing power. But frequently enough, there has to be some kind of faith which is accompanied by a request for healing. And of course, we know that this blind man, who Matthew identifies and Mark identifies as Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, right? That's what Bartimaeus means. And we know that the blind man is, you know, that this story, it comes from a very ancient strand of Palestinian tradition, because the typical titles for Jesus are not used in this, but rather really, really ancient titles. So, Son of David, have pity on me, right? And the reference to Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth, right? These are all kinds of, you know, ways that we know whether this came from a Palestinian strand or whether this is a later strand that kind of has already been, you know, edited by you know, person in the early church. And this is very early, and it's been kept in a sense, you know, in preserved in that ancient Palestinian state. But anyway, this man who really doesn't know who Jesus is beyond hearing that he's a prophet, right? And so he's probably heard he's a miracle worker. And so the blind man is sort of like me, getting real hopeful, you know, and he, you know, he says it. So the best thing he can say is, you know, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And everybody's telling him to be quiet, you know, and nevertheless, you know, the man just persists, and he just screams all the louder, have pity on me, you know. And of course, Jesus hears his cry. Everybody else thinks, small fry, shut up. But not Jesus. Jesus hears that cry, and that's the most important person to him in the whole. You can just see the sea of people around the temple area. You can just feel it in the temple area. And this guy has got Jesus' undivided attention. And then, of course, Jesus knows what the man wants. But again, very typical of God, very typical of Jesus. He wants him to ask. And so, of course, he says, well, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man says, I want to see. You know, pretty clear. And, of course, it's very clear that Jesus sees that he believes that Jesus can do it. And that's very important to Jesus, that there be this faith that he can do it, that he will do it, that he wants to do it. And this blind man, of course, can't look up to him with expectation because he can't see anything. So, of course, he's waiting, and Jesus, of course, cures him. We know that Bartimaeus probably became one of the earlier, one of the earliest followers of Jesus. So he takes off and he follows Jesus, and we know that he's a very early follower of Jesus, and keeps following him even in seemingly his early ministry as well. John P. Meyer has a great explanation of this miracle scene, this miracle story. But what's so particular about what's going on? First of all, Jesus doesn't do anything to aggrandize himself. Nothing. It's not about him aggrandizing himself. It's really a response to the faith of that blind man in love. And when Jesus cures him miraculously because of his faith, when Jesus responds to him in love, what's happening for Jesus is that the kingdom of his Father is breaking into the world. And as it breaks into the world, it not only, of course, forecloses the grip that the evil spirit has on the world, it certainly does that, but it also becomes the conduit, as it were, this tunnel, as it were, that leads us ever more closely into the eschatological kingdom, the future eternal kingdom to which we are all called to perfect fulfillment in Christ. And of course, this one miracle through this one needy person, this one act of love for Jesus in response to this one act of faith, is just breaking the kingdom into the world, dispelling Satan, and becoming one of the huge conduits, portals that open up right into the kingdom of God. Not only because of the witness that it gives to who Jesus is pointing to the kingdom, but also because when it breaks into the world, it ushers, as it were, all the people of faith around into that very portal created through this miracle. And so that's very typical. It's a typical miracle story. And of course, Bartimaeus becomes an early follower, a disciple of Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.